We got Frankfurt football coach Nick Anderson on the line with us, brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, Community Healthcare System as well. Our final locker room chat here in 2024, talking about the Wildcats. And coach, let's just go back to last week, the regular season finale against top-ranked Axtell. You guys were hosting that game, but Axtell gets the win 76-30. Just take us back to it and some overall thoughts and takeaways.
You know, I thought we did some good things. I thought we, from time to time, we moved the ball well. It seemed like there in the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, we gave them a bunch of short fields and turned it over a couple times, whether that be interceptions or just turn it over on downs. And they were able to put up a lot of points in a hurry. But after that, I thought we really settled in and moved the ball well and played pretty well. They're just so hard to stop when they have the ball. They got so many weapons. And even if you're in the right spot at the right time, it doesn't mean that you're going to make the right play. So overall, I wasn't too disappointed with how things went. Wish we could have moved the ball a little bit better there in the early in the second quarter.
Do you feel like you got a good kind of gauge on where the team is at, you know, playing the best team in the state right before the postseason to kind of give you an idea of what you and your coaching staff kind of had to do to prep for the first playoff game this week?
Yeah, yes and no. It kind of gives us an idea, hopefully, you know, if we were to meet up with them later, some things we can do and things we can't do. We really haven't talked about Axtell at all this week as we prepare for Lynn. You know, they're two separate games and two separate situations. And I do think it was a good test for us, you know, to play that quality of opponent, though, heading into the postseason.
How would you assess the regular season? Obviously, your only two losses to Hanover and Axtell, two teams that combined for just one loss in the regular season. But you know what you had coming back. You had a great year last season and obviously some expectations this year. But going into the playoffs at 6-2, just how do you assess the regular season?
Oh, you know, obviously the Hanover game still stings. We feel that's one that we let it get away from us. So nothing you can do about it now. We like where we're at postseason-wise. We think we have an opportunity, if we play well and stay healthy, to make another run. And we know that, you know, we potentially have another shot at Hanover and Axtell both in that process.
What's the one thing that you really need your team to hone in on as you begin this playoff run?
It's just consistency. You know, I probably said that about every week with you, but just being consistent and with our focus and consistent with our effort and consistent with, you know, just going about our business the right way. And when we do those things, we're a pretty darn good football team. And but for whatever reason, we kind of go up and down in those areas. And if we can, they can figure out how to make it click and get it to work here in these next three or four games, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Talking with Nick Anderson, a few more minutes with the Frankfurt football coach. They get Lynn here on Friday night to open up the playoff run. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. Final few minutes here in 2024 with Frankfurt football coach Nick Anderson. Our final week of locker room chats as the football playoffs get going this week. And for Frankfurt, despite a 6-2 finish, number three seed in the district, having to go on the road here in the first round, a TVL opponent in Lynn. And what can you tell us about the Bulldogs for Friday night?
You know, Lynn's going to be super excited, not only be in the playoffs, but to be able to host a first-round game. So I'm sure the excitement over there is high. They're an experienced team. They got some guys that have played a lot of football. And size-wise, they're going to be much bigger than we are. They're going to be well-coached and definitely going to be physical. So there's some things that matchup-wise that are in our favor and some things that aren't necessarily in our favor. But I like where we're at, and I'm excited that we don't have to travel as far as some of the other teams for the first round.
Do you take, you obviously have some common opponents with them. Do you like, you know, as being the coaches, do you like looking at, you know, film for teams that you're preparing for, looking at the film of teams that you have both played? I mean, do you get a better sense of maybe who you're playing just by the common opponent?
Oh, sometimes. I prefer watching film on, you know, opponents who play teams that are similar to us in, you know, as far as style. Not necessarily like opponents, but it does, you know, I'm sure the kids see what some of our common opponents have done against Lynn, and hopefully that maybe gives them some confidence going into tomorrow.
Finally, coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this first-round matchup.
You know, we got to control what we can control, and, you know, it's going to be a little bit cooler tomorrow, and I'm sure the field's going to be nice and slippery and wet, so we got to take care of the football and break down and not give up big plays and just eliminate some of the things that we've haven't done very well, you know, especially against Axtell. Had some drives stall out on us and some missed opportunities. So, you know, we got to understand it's the most important game on the schedule, and we got to attack it that way.
There it is, Frankfort football coach Nick Anderson. Frankfort at Lynn in the opening round of the 8-man D2 playoffs this week. 6-2 mark in the regular season, coming off the loss to Axel, but the playoff run begins this week at Lynn. Coach, we thank you for a few minutes of your time each and every week. Good luck throughout the playoffs.
All right, thank you.